Owners of that Atlantic salmon farm that collapsed in August have released a detailed timeline of that accident and an earlier one at the same farm. Cook Aquaculture provided the details in response to an order from state regulators. KUW's John Ryan reports.
Cook's document reveals new details of the two accidents.
You could call it two accidents. I would say that it's one big, long accident that took the span of 30 days.
Tom Wooten is tribal chair of the Samish Indian Nation in Anacortes. The big accident, or two, unfolded in his tribe's traditional territory.
Right in the heart of Samish territory, yes. My family actually comes from Cypress Island. We had a homestead there in Secret Harbor, which is in Deepwater Bay where the fish farm's at.
The obscure fish farm by Secret Harbor made national headlines after it tore apart and let 160,000 Atlantic salmon escape into Puget Sound. The big fish spill also led to a statewide moratorium on new salmon farms. The earlier mishap in July got little attention. On an otherwise calm summer evening, a tidal current is surging past Cypress Island, fast enough to stir up whirlpools in the water. It's the strongest current of the month, but nothing unheard of for the turbulent waters near the San Juan Islands. That fish farm sits in a protected bay, just a few hundred yards from shore, away from the full fire hose of the main current. Still, as tidewater swirls past the floating farm, 10 anchors break loose. The company's timeline says numerous other anchors get dragged along the seafloor. The whole farm, and it's a steel grid a little longer and wider than a football field, gets pushed downstream. Cook brings in tugboats to hold it steady. Divers work through the night to replace anchor lines. But with the next afternoon's strong tide, the new lines break too. It takes Cook 3 more days to replace all the anchors and lines and declare the site stabilized. It takes just 3 weeks for the tides to prove otherwise.
Scattered on one, what is your emergency?
I'm not quite sure if there's a 911 emergency or not, but my husband and I are on our boat in Secret Harbor, and the middle fish pen is breaking apart, and we don't know who to call.
Jill Davenport and her family were out fishing for Dungeness crab off Cypress Island when they saw signs of trouble at the fish farm.
What do you mean by the middle fish pen?
So in Secret Harbor on Cypress Island, there's 3 fish pens. There's a bunch of equipment and stuff, like a forklift and generators and stuff that are potentially going to go in the water. And we don't see any, like, humans around. It's huge. And the whole thing is buckling. There's a forklift that looks like it's about ready to go in the water.
Okay, we are passing that information along. And can I get your name?
Yeah.
Davenport says she watched a generator and a fuel tank fall into the sea before repair crews and a tugboat showed up to stabilize things. Over the next 3 days, workers try to make repairs and remove the thousands of fish that haven't escaped, but the surface walkways and underwater cages are too twisted to work around safely. Cook says strong tides hampered the efforts as well. By day 5, the company calls the structure a total loss. It's hauled out of the water in September. Tribes in Washington and British Columbia want the whole fish farm industry hauled out of their waters. Here's Samish Tribal Chair Tom Wooten.
There's a place for Atlantic salmon to be raised, and it's not in the Salish Sea.
Wooten says the company and the state should have taken that first near collapse in July more seriously.
Clearly, that's when this whole debacle started.
It may have started earlier. Cook Aquaculture and government officials knew, at least as far back as February, that the farm had severe metal fatigue and corrosion. Cook officials say they notified 3 state agencies after the July incident. Nobody from the agencies visited the site until after it collapsed in August. State officials say their investigation into this year's great escape of Atlantic salmon will finish by the end of December. Cook officials say they won't comment on any matter under investigation. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.